You're listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks, your source for centered and focused play therapy coaching.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brenna Hicks, the kid counselor. This is the Play Therapy Podcast, where you get a masterclass in child-centered play therapy and practical support and application for your work with children and their families. In today's episode, we are continuing in the neutrality series, and this has been quite a topic, y'all. You have really been quite verbal about this on the collective and the coaching calls and emailing me. So I'm glad that this is so helpful and I'm glad we're talking about this. So we've spent a couple of weeks talking about, just practically speaking, big picture, what neutrality looks like. But I want to dive in today into some insight that I actually had when Eric and I were walking last week. I don't even remember how it came up, but he said something and it just, you have those light bulb moments, right? So I basically had my little aha moment on the walk where whatever he said made me think about the application of what he was talking about to CCPT, which that's how my brain works almost all the time. I connect everything to child-centered play therapy, but whatever he said, I was like, oh my gosh, that's it. That is at the heart of why neutrality is so hard. So I'm not getting this from anywhere. This is straight from my brain to your ears. So I'm kind of positing out loud, but you give me some feedback. Tell me if this resonates with you. Tell me if this makes sense. I was processing as he was talking, and the thing that kept popping in my head was, to be a child-centered play therapist, you basically have to be willing and able to die to yourself. And what I mean by that is, we have to be completely vulnerable. We have to give over all control. We have to be at the mercy of the child in the playroom, their emotions, their actions, their behaviors, their words, their themes, their play, their issues. We don't govern any of it. We don't control any of it. We have to just set ourselves aside and go with whatever comes our way. And what comes our way is not predictable. It's not controllable. It's not governable. And I guess the question always comes back to, are we willing to accept anything that happens in play? And let's pause there for a second, because in light of neutrality, accepting something is very different than being permissive when limits are necessary. Please make sure you understand the difference there. Feelings are always valid. Sometimes behavior is inappropriate. We will set limits when something is inappropriate. But even if a limit is required, we still accept the behavior and the child for what it is. We can't allow certain things to happen for safety and for protection, but we have to be able to accept what it is. We have to be able to accept the child's need, the child's want, the means to an end, the root issue, the manifestation of work. These are things that we are forced to accept in order to be fully adherent to CCPT. I accept that you need to be aggressive. I accept that you need to make a mess. I accept that you need to cuss at me. I accept that you just made me bleed. I accept that you refuse to come into the playroom with me right now. I accept that you won't look or speak to me this session. You see where I'm going with this? We die to ourselves because self says, don't do that. Stop. Talk. Play. Come in. I don't want to do a lobby session. I'm not okay with the fact that you just made me bleed. That's where our self is. And this is why CCPT is so hard. And this is why the notion from other theoretical orientation play therapists that you're just going to sit and let a kid play, you're just going to watch a child play, you're not going to do anything with the child, You're never going to ask a question? What about when they need a directive? What kind of activities are you going to provide? You're not going to provide activities? The implied judgment in all of that all stems back to one thing. They can't die to self. And really, who wants to? I mean, most of you know I'm a Christian. That's a tenet of biblical goal. Die to self. It's hard. No one wants to not care about what's going on and what's in your best interest and how you feel and what you want to happen. That's hard. But it's what CCPT requires of us. Because for us to be neutral, we have to put ourselves aside and we have to just accept things the way that they unfold. Please hear me. That does not mean we don't set limits. It's not carte blanche, do whatever you want, and I'm completely permissive, and I'm just going to indulge every whim that you happen to have. I have to be safe. You have to be safe. The toys cannot be broken or damaged on purpose. If we're in violation of any of that, a limit is required. But you know what? I set limits when necessary, and I still accept whatever that circumstance is for what it is, and I still accept the child for whoever he or she is in that moment too. You're not wrong for making me bleed. You're not wrong for making a mess. You're not wrong for being angry. You're not wrong for feeling or doing or saying anything. That is neutrality. Do you see that there's no agenda? There's no self. Self is going to say the opposite. Self is going to say, kid, you need to knock it off. You're driving me nuts. Self is going to say, if you dump that entire bucket of Legos on the floor and it takes me 27 minutes to clean all of that up, except Jonathan. Jonathan, my friend, he loves to clean. He's just in his happy place when he cleans a messy room. Most of us, however, are internally going, don't you dare dump that entire bucket of Legos out and throw them all over the room. And I have to walk around and place all those individual little one nub net Lego bricks back in the container. Oh my gosh, perish the thought. Okay. Ourselves are going to be infuriated. Ourselves are going to be anxious. Ourselves are going to be saying, no, 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 stop, 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 do this, don't do that, talk, don't talk. But we have to die to self to do this. And here's where it all comes down to, in my opinion. As I said, this is just straight out of my brain. So I could just be speaking out of thin air. But when we don't give directives, it's because we're willing to sacrifice for the child's sake. An agenda, a worksheet, an activity, a directive, a conversational topic, a teaching point, an acrostic, a feelings wheel. I can keep going. I'm cringing, but I can keep going. When you do that, it's because you're not willing to sacrifice yourself and just let the child do what the child needs to do. And it's not just the freedom for the child to do what they need to do, because a lot of therapists provide that. And the whole time, they're not dying to themselves and they're upset about it. The whole time, they're internally warring with themselves because what they're saying and what they're feeling are incongruent. We're talking about congruence this month in the collective. Congruence matters. Everything matters in a CCPT playroom. Good grief. I always say the why matters, but I could have a laundry list of everything that matters. Congruence matters too. Neutrality matters. There's a whole lot of them. If we're being incongruent because we're paying lip service and saying the right thing, we talked about this in the last episode, right? We can say all the right things and not be neutral at all because we're not dying to ourselves. Get out of the way Be completely accepting. Trust the process. That's neutrality. I get questions all the time. How do you handle aggression in the playroom? How do you handle lobby sessions? How do you handle this, that, the other? You want to know how I handle it? Neutrally. And I'm not saying that to boast. I'm not saying that to be cocky. I'm saying that because that's what CCPT is. It's unconditional acceptance. I accept whatever it is. I'm dying to self. My opinions, my thoughts, my feelings, while I honor them to be congruent, they don't influence anything that I do, anything that I say. And I put myself aside and I just let things unfold. That to me is what neutrality is, as close to a definition as I can muster. So I hope that that encourages you. It might challenge you. We're free to use our brains as play therapists, right? God gave us brains. Let's use them. So my hope is that it challenges you. It encourages you, gives you some food for thought. I love marinating thoughts. I love it when I keep coming back to something because it means that I'm sorting it out. It means that I'm learning. It means that my brain doesn't want to quite let it go yet because it's still processing something. In your play sessions this week, think about dying to self and see if it doesn't give you a sense of freedom that you have not felt before. See if it does not give you a sense of acceptance that you have not felt before. And I'd love to hear your thoughts. So email me, Brenna@thekidcounselor.com. I love y'all so much. Have a great week. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks. For more episodes and resources, please go to www.playtherapypodcast.com.